Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, Terry. Morning, boys. Just written down Laurie's origin team. I'll be getting around in the Herald probably somewhere tomorrow, I reckon.
What do you think?
No doubt.
No, good team. Good team. I like it.
Come
on.
I
like it a lot.
Is there a selection there? You're like, come on, what are you thinking, Daly?
I would have Stags over Burton.
Yeah.
I think Stags is playing outstanding football. I think Matt Burton, I agree with everything Laurie says about playing in a better team, probably brings out the best of him, but the Bulldogs have been struggling. I know he's great at centre last year, and he's got that Penrith connection, but I think he just can't leave out Katoni Stags the way he's playing at the moment. So, yeah, that'll definitely be one for mine. And I think that call between Jack White and Nicho Hynes on the bench is going to be fascinating. I think it's really a line ball call at the moment. I don't know if Freddie's really made up his mind which way he's going to go. I suppose the beauty with Jack White was is he covers sort of edge back row as well at a pinch if you need him to do that too, just given his body size. So that's going to be one of the most fascinating calls heading into the weekend.
Okay, racing news. Now, Hitotsu, really unfortunate news yesterday. Tell us what's happened and what the future is for Hitotsu.
Yeah, does he have a racetrack future, Jared? I'm not too sure. He's done a suspensory. Kieran Maher and David just announced that late yesterday, so he won't be seen at all in the Spring Carnival, either in Sydney or Melbourne later this year, and only probably a smallish chance to return to the racetrack in 2023, but it's a long rehabilitation for comeback from a suspensory injury. And what he did on the track in his three-year-old season, winning both the Victorian and Australian Derby, only Mahogany and Belspire have done that previously in the past. He potentially could have been an absolute freak of a horse, especially considering the preparations that Kieran and David gave him. It was a mile straight to 2,400 metres in the Derby up here in Sydney on a bog track, and he still managed to tough it out and win. And I would have loved to have seen him come back in the spring and maybe target a race like the Cox Plate and then come back in the autumn for a Queen Elizabeth, but unfortunately that doesn't look like it's going to be the case. They'll keep their options open with his rehab, but I wouldn't be surprised if we've seen the last of him on a racetrack.
What's happened to jockey Fred Kersley?
How about this story, Loz? We've been talking about dislocated shoulders with Tommy Turbo in the NRL on the weekend. Freddie Kersley actually dislocated his shoulder during the running of the Goodwood there on Saturday, riding the Astrologist, who ran second. His shoulder actually popped out in the final stages of the race. He managed to hang on somehow past the finishing line and obviously dismount the horse coming back to the parade ring. Took him about 15 or 20 minutes to put his shoulder back in once he got back into the jockey's room. And he's okay as it stands at the moment. So he's probably going to have a stint on the sidelines for about 5 or 6 weeks. Try and rehab it, build up those muscles around the shoulder. But that's just remarkable for him to actually have the shoulder pop out during the race, stay on horseback, get back to scale okay, and then get it back in the jockey's room.
Wow. Kemantari heading towards the Stradbroke.
Yeah, he is, Jared. 58 kilos top weight. Probably goes to show it's probably not a Stradbroke waist with a lot of quality at the top of the waist that Kemantari has to be the top weight. So he'll carry the 58 kilos. It's been probably more than 20, it's been about 20 years since a horse has carried 55.5 kilos or more to win the Stradbroke. So traditionally a race which favours those horses sort of down in the weights, and Kemantari won't be done any favours with 58 kilos. But obviously those weights will be a little bit compressed. We're lacking a bit of quality at the top end of the scale there, and I'll see how he goes. But yeah, no 3-year-olds obviously pressing with Marzu and Paul Ailey coming out to do the 10,000, probably leaves the racer a little bit skinny at this stage.
Mate, thanks so much. Have a good day.
See you, boys.